Not all weddings took place under the best of circumstances, especially the case of the hunchback's wedding.
With a family, they had one daughter. She had a hunchback. She was terribly, terribly disfigured. Her father went to the United States. He was there for a little time. He wanted to bring the family over. Then he realized bringing the family over, he would have to abandon that poor, disfigured girl. He decided to return. One day they noticed her breasts were getting bigger and her little stomach was getting bigger. They inquired and asked her who did the dastardly deed. So she told them. They approached the man. He says, look, you did it. Marry her. He said, no, he's not going to marry her. They went to the roof. He was cold. He says, if you don't do the right thing, you'll be ostracized. Nobody will talk to you. And he said, no. As time went on, she got bigger and bigger. One day, the father of the pregnant girl approached him and says, look, she's a wonderful housekeeper. She's a wonderful cook. Do the right thing. We'll give you a nice lira, a nice little place to live with furniture. I'll buy you, give you a new capote, a new coat. You can be employed in my shop. Yeah, he was a tailor. He was known as the Americana tailor. He only did the custom-made clothes. He says, you'll be set for life. Do the right thing. He decided to do it. Time was getting very close. This happened on Friday. As a rule, Jewish people don't make a wedding on Friday because the orchestra can play and he can dance. But it was so close, they decided to have the wedding on Friday. Then they had the wedding, and the moment he broke the glass, which is customary, she had pain. She went into the next room. She had a nice baby boy in 20 minutes. We had a cousin, Hamburger Klinstein. He was a batran.
A wedding jester.
A wedding jester. He went home on the back street, and my mother looked out the window and said, Hamburger, you going home already? He says, yes. I officiated at the wedding. I got to go back and officiate at the Zuchet. It's customary. If a woman has a male child, on Friday they have a little party. So he had to celebrate the wedding and the Zuchet at the same time.
What's the story with that red chair?
My grandfather bought a little settee and a red chair from an estate of a nobleman. The red chair, you know, it's customary to possess the color. This chair was loaned by the whole city for this particular occasion. You also notice that the groom has a top hat. There was one top hat in town. And every groom wanted to look elegant. He borrowed that top hat for this special occasion. The carpet on the floor is for dancing, that if whoever pays can dance to...
To a song that they choose.
Yes. And this helps sort of the orchestra get a few more dollars, and they put the money on the carpet.